drive. There is a warning. You need to watch out for rogue taxi drivers, apparently. The Small Passenger Service Association, formerly known as the Taxi Federation, says authorities are letting independent cabbies just flout the rules. Warren Quirk is from the association. Hi, Warren.
Afternoon, Heather.
So what's going on here?
Well, we've got a situation from the regulation changes in 2017 where we have effectively three different providers now operating small passenger service vehicles. We have the rideshare vehicles, we have the traditional ATO companies, and we have our third group, namely the independent taxi operators, where they're not affiliated to any company or any organisation.
Is that a problem?
Well, it is. Effectively, there's very little oversight in the industry now, and these operators tend to breach the rules. There are guidelines now, well, there are actually rules for setting fares. Since 2017, fares do not need to be advertised in the vehicle or on the vehicle, but the price needs to be agreed prior to the trip taking place.
So what are they? Are they loading people into their cars, driving them down the road to wherever they want to go, and then charging them huge amounts?
Yeah, correct.
No, Warren, they aren't, are they?
Yeah, no, this is happening, and there's no doubt about that.
What's the worst you've heard?
I hear many, $1,300 for a 7-day trip.
Where did that happen?
Some of it is actually theft. It's not just they're hiking the prices. A good example is recently the 660 concert in the Hawke's Bay region, where a gentleman with his young boy was travelling home from the concert. They left slightly early because he wanted to get away with this young fella. The driver actually did the right thing in this instance. He agreed on the fare being $37. It was about a 2-kilometre trip, so for $37. He wasn't particularly happy, but he wanted to get home. So he got back to his accommodation where he was staying. The next day, lo and behold, he'd had $192.50 debited from his account.
What, did he just not look at what it said on the screen?
No, it's not on the screen. These independent operators do not use meters.
Surely on the screen.
No, and that's not uncommon. At the end of the night, people, they just want to get home, they want to get to bed. They'll just effectively use the paywave part of it, and this is very common. This is very common.
Wow. Warren, thanks for the heads up. Warren Quirk, Small Passenger Service Association Executive Director.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.